Yeshaya Perek Mem Pasuk Hey Ulinishma Savi Mori Pesel Dab Ben Avram Nota, continuing in the classic Haftorah for the week after Tisha B'Av, Nachamu Nachamu Ami V'Nigla Kivod Hashem, and the glory of God is going to be revealed, or possibly will reveal itself. B'Ra'uchol Basar Yachdav, and all flesh will see together. All humans are going to perceive, ki pi Hashem diber, that the mouth of God has spoken. All peoples are going to realize in the Yemos HaMashiach the truth of God's existence. Rabbi Hirsch, of course, sees Klal Yisrael as the mechanism of this, that we will help it become revealed to all of the other people as everybody overcomes the obstacles that block the road to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All human beings together are going to understand that the prophecies of the Nevi'im, says Rav Schwab, who predicted all of this, were indeed the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all along. Pasuk Vav. Kol Omer Kira. A heavenly voice says, call out. The prophetic spirit is calling out to Yeshaya. You hear an inner voice. That's when it's time to go see your shrink. But not in the ancient world when you're getting visions from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Omar Mo'ek Ra. And I say, what shall I call out? Which is a fair answer, a fair question, when the voice tells you to cry out. Kol habasar chatzir. All flesh is like grass. This is a famous phrase in English. V'chol chazdo kitzitz hasodeh. And all of their good is like the growth of the field. So, the people are spiritually dry, like withered grass. Even as the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blowing upon them, even the good acts and mitzvos that they do are sometimes like growths, kitzitz hasodeh, that grows by itself. It's not that you really intended. It's not that you really worked on it. It's not sown or tended by human hands, but it's blown in by random winds. So even the best that we do is sometimes very little, almost like it happened by itself. So Yeshaya has had trouble before saying negative things about Klal Yisrael, had a coal put in his mouth to remind him not to do that. But can you blame him for the despair after seeing the way people have behaved? Man's goodness and promises of a better world, Rav Schwab says, at the bottom, man is still only a flower. All the promises of humanism and goodness, and look at the political ethics of today where they claim moral high ground all the time, and the feeling that everything we do is going to be perfect and wonderful, and it never turns out that way. All the promises are not worth the paper that they're printed on or the internet that they are printed on, which is even less substantial. There's nothing to it. Zayin yavesh chatzir novel tzitz, a phrase we're going to see more than once. They are withered like grass, yavesh chatzir, novel tzitz, shriveled up like these growths. Ki ruach Hashem nashvavo. The spirit of Hashem is blown upon them. Achein chatzir ha'am, indeed the people are like grass. This is really negative, not firmly rooted in the ground. Not deeply rooted. The people are grass that withers very quickly. And he repeats, Ches, Yavesh Chatzir, Novel Tzitz. The grass dries out, the flower wilts. Udvar Elokeinu Yakum Liolam. But the word of our God, Elokeinu, will stand for eternity. So Klal Yisrael is facing a world that believes in nothing. But it's very important that we realize that with HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the one who is blowing us, as it were, from behind and pushing us forward, that our task is going to succeed. It may be a huge task, an overwhelming task. The idea of a future where mankind is peaceful and healed is unthinkable after the Holocaust and World War II. After the world that we see around us now, how could you possibly have a time when everything is great all of a sudden? It's a fairy tale. Says the Navi, no, it's not. Tess, because Dvar Elokeinu Yakum Liolam. Al Har Gavoa Alilach Mvaseres Tzion. Herald of Tzion. The one who blows the trumpet to get everybody's attention. Climb a high mountain. Harimi Vakoach, with strength. The one who brings the news. Mvaser. Kol Mvaser, Mvaser Biomer. To Yerushalayim. To Tzion. Harimi vakoach kolechem vaseres Yerushalayim. Raise with strength, with force your voice, with might, I project. It is an issue that people who teach across the hallway from me have had for 32 years since I started teaching. But the one thing I know is that when one is gearing up to fill up a big space, the shul where I daven currently, a great big base medrash, great big base haknesses with a very high ceiling, you have to gird yourself. You have to take in a deep breath for your voice to come out with might. You have to really push with your diaphragm. You have to give it all you've got. Herald of Yerushalayim, do it. Put all your koach into it. Harimi al tira'i. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. Sometimes it's hard to have everybody stare at you when you raise your voice super loud. I've personally had that experience. But it's effective. Imri lo arei Yehuda, hinei Eloheichem. Tell the cities of Yehuda, look, here is your God. Behold, my God. Oh, the Herman Woke book. This is my God? I don't remember the name of the title. But there's something about the fact that you are taking ownership, that you are connecting yourself. The cities of Yehuda are being told Hashem dwells in all of them, not just in Yerushalayim. And that's something that in the second Beis HaMikdash became a huge problem, because people said, when will Jerusalem be destroyed? They deserve it. They're terrible. They're awful. They take our money. They cheat us. Important stories of rich people, and particularly Kohanim, acting unfairly to the people and clipping them and sending them home impoverished. But it's not just Yerushalayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is here, Hashem is there. Hashem is truly everywhere. Yud, hinei Hashem Elokim b'chazak yavo. Because God is going to come with strength. Hashem Elokim, God the Lord, is going to come in strength. Uzroo Moshallah lo. And his arm will overcome, will rule. Hinei secharo ito ufu'ula solofanav. Reward is with him. Compensation is before him. All of those who persecuted us, retribution is going to come. And those who faithfully serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and stick with him and don't abandon him, they are going to be rewarded commensurate with their efforts and their faith. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's scrutiny is insight beyond human imagining, and his reward will be according to what he finds in our hearts and in our behavior.